Matthew Mason Lipsett. Defensively for the Hammerheads in left field, Tanner Allen. In center field is Brady Allen. In right field is Jorge Caballero. At third base is Carlos Santiago. At shortstop is Yidi Capet.
Welcome everyone to the broadcast here of the Jupiter Hammerheads. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. I'm Lisa Pride. Great to be on the broadcast here. It's been a while. The Hammerheads were on the road. Then we had a four-day All-Star break for the first time. We have not had that in minor league baseball in a long time, as we've never had it at the same time as the actual Major League Baseball All-Star break. And so everyone had a nice little break, and we are back in action right now after you heard that great national anthem rendition by Macy Lipsett. She played it on her trumpet, and I was a trumpet player, so I got some video of it, took some photos, we'll put it on our social media. You got to take a look at this little girl, so talented. But we've got a lot of talent here at the ballpark right now here tonight. It is a quick three-game series. Remember those little series? Usually, you know, we've been playing six-game series the last couple of seasons here, but this will be a weekend series between the Jupiter Hammerheads and the St. Lucie Mets. On the hill for Jupiter is Jake Walters. He's looking for his first win of the season. This is his fourth start here with the Hammerheads. Receiving him is Joe Mack. At first base, Zach Zubia. The second baseman is Javier Sanoa. Yidi Capet is at short for the Hammerheads here tonight, and Carlos Santiago at third base. From left to right in the outfield, it's Tanner Allen, Brady Allen, and Jorge Caballero. The home plate umpire tonight is Matt Wachowski. Around the base pass, it's Alex Lorre. For the Mets, here's the starting lineup for the Mets. Leading things off is Omar De Los Santos. He's the center fielder, batting .274. Then it's the designated hitter, Junior Tillian, the third baseman, William Lugo. And before the first pitch, you can hear the dogs barking already, as it is dog day here at the ballpark. We have it every fourth Friday. So dog day today. Bring your furry pets, and they'll get some treats. First pitch delivered by Walters. It's chopped weakly to the left side, barehanded by Santiago. He throws it away. No chance for Zubia to make a play on it. And that will have De Los Santos at second. He's so speedy, I'm surprised he didn't just score on that. But as he can't, because the ball went into the bullpen of the visiting St. Lucie Mets. And so he's held up then at second base, because with his speed, De Los Santos, just wait, one more pitch and he'll be on third. Another pitch and he'll be scoring at home. He is so quick on the base pass. He has stolen 48 bases this season. So Tillian, after just one pitch, will step in. He'll bat from the right side facing Walters. So that'll go down as a hit for Santos, but also an E5 on Santiago. First pitch delivered at the knees, but inside to Tillian, so that's a ball. One ball and no strikes here to the designated hitter, who's batting .269. Lugo is on deck. Already a challenge. It's been overturned, and now instead of a ball, it's a strike. Right away, we're jumping in after the break with the challenge rule and only two pitches thrown, but it goes in favor of the Hammerheads. There's a ball, one ball, and one strike to Tillian. We also had, I put it up on social media on Twitter, we'll probably find it elsewhere too online, but since you're only listening to me and you can't see the game right now, there is a pie slice out there at second base. Chalk lines going from second, the actual second base, to the outfield grass, the infield lip right there. And they're calling it a pie slice because that's what it looks like. So it's an angle where when the shift is on, the second baseman and shortstop cannot cross that line. Right now you can see the second baseman. That's Sanoa, who's actually going after this pop-up into right, but he'll be called off by Caballero. He'll make the catch, and that'll keep De Los Santos at second base. It's so unusual to see those chalk lines out there at second, but what it is, it's to keep when the players are shifting not close and to cut off their angle at second, because a lot of line drives, a lot of, you know, base hits have been taken away up the middle. So it is being experimented here in the Florida State League, and this is the first game they are using it here. Everybody in the Florida State League, all the teams, all the ballparks you go to, will be using it here tonight and throughout probably the rest of the season. De Los Santos, he might actually get caught stealing right here. He's hanging up. The ball's thrown to second, then to third base. The tag applied by Santiago, and De Los Santos, he just uncharacteristically held up. He was headed towards third base, and then looked the pitcher, Walters, dead in the eye and kind of just stood there for a second, which he usually doesn't do. He's usually, you know, just taken off, and he probably would have made it, but instead, that's only the 10th time out of 48 stolen bases, only the 10th time that De Los Santos has been caught out there stealing. One ball and no strikes. A lot happening. Not a lot of pitches right here. Lugo at the plate. There's two outs. As I mentioned, Tillian popped up into right field for the first out, and De Los Santos caught stealing for the second out. So the bases are cleared right now for the number three hitter in the lineup for the Mets, William Lugo. The third baseman's batting 254. Here's the 1-1. That one is a very slow roller into the glove of Capé. He throws to first in time, and Lugo is retired as he grounds out to short. That'll do it. It's an unusual 1-2-3 inning. No runs, one hit, one error, and no men left on base. As we go to the bottom half of the first, Capé, Sonoa, and Mac will be up first for the Hammerheads. It's 0-0 on the board. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Many with national and international reputations. All of this and more makes us South Florida's world-class healthcare organization, and we're proud to be the sponsor of the 2022 Florida State League season. Equipment so easy, even a mascot can make your lawn look good. Defensively for the Mets, in left field, Eduardo Salazar. In center field is Omar De Los Santos. In right field is Carlos Dominguez. At third base is William Lugo. At shortstop is JT Riddle. At second base is Justin Guerrero. At first base is Raul Derasiota. Catching is Brady Smith, and pitching is Mike Montgomery. For the Hammerheads, the shortstop, number 8, Edie Capré.
Welcome back. We're in the bottom of the first here at the Dean. Having a little trouble with the computer for the commercials, but we are going to get by because we're having fun here tonight. It's a partly cloudy night. It feels like a sauna out there. The humidity is way up as Edie Capé pops up in the infield. That'll actually go into foul territory up the first base line, and the catcher, Brady Smith, is there to make the grab. So Capé is retired as he pops up to the catcher. There's one down. That'll bring up the second baseman, Javier Sonoa. So the lineup here for the Hammerheads, after Capé and Sonoa, who's batting from the right side, the second baseman, batting 171 this season, it'll be the catcher, Joe Mack. Then in the cleanup spot for the Hammerheads, it's the center fielder, Brady Allen. After Allen, it's the first baseman, Zach Zubia, the third baseman, Carlos Santiago, and the right fielder, Jorge Cabrera. In the number 8 spot for the Hammerheads, it's Tanner Allen, the left fielder, who just recently joined the Hammerheads last series in Bradenton, and the number 9 hitter in the lineup for Jupiter is the designated hitter, Angel De Santos. So Cape, Sanoa, Mack, Allen, Zubia, Santiago, Caballera, Allen, and that's Tanner Allen, and Santos. Mike Montgomery is making a minor league rehab assignment today on the hill for the St. Lucie Mets. The lefty is being received by Brady Smith. It's quiet here. What happened to the dogs that were barking? 3 balls and no strikes here to Sanoa. Pitch delivered. That one misses low and inside. So Sanoa ditches his bat, takes out all his equipment, and heads down to first base. Every time I hear the music, that's when we have a dog barking. There must be a dog that likes to sing out there. He likes the music. So Sanoa takes the free pass, heads to first. Joe Mack, he's one of the lefties in the lineup here for the Hammerheads, and the catcher will face the lefty Montgomery. Mack and Tanner Allen are lefties. Santiago and Santos are both switch hitters. Montgomery delivers and misses low and away. At first base for the Mets, it's Raul Barrascierta. At second, Justin Guerrero, JT Riddle. And yes, that name is very familiar because he was a Jupiter Hammerhead and played for the Miami Marlins. But Riddle is here on a minor league rehab assignment. William Lugo's at third. Eduardo Salazar at left, in left rather. Omar De Los Santos is the center fielder while Carlos Dominguez is in right. Now JT is inside the pie slice, which you're not supposed to do, but since I don't know if he's on a rehab assignment, they're letting him take that slice or what happens. But I'm pretty sure that's why the slice is there, that you have to be on, you know, you can't play on the inside of it. 2 balls, no strikes, swing and a miss. 1 down, 1 on. Mack in 4 games here with the Hammerheads is 4 for 13. He scored 3 runs. 4 of his hits include a double, a home run, and he's driven in 2. Montgomery missing, 3-1 the count with 1 out. Wind is blowing in for much of the afternoon. I saw it blowing left to right and switching around even and blowing out. But now it's kind of died down a little here with Mack at the plate and just a little light breeze blowing in. So Mack will also walk as he takes off his equipment. Shin guards, his elbow guards. So back-to-back walks after allowing the pop-up to Cape, who was retired. Now there's runners at first and second. For the Hammerheads, Brady Allen will step in. He's the cleanup hitter for Jupiter, batting 243. He has 12 doubles, 2 triples, has driven in 42, and has launched 8 home runs. Allen, along with Watson, are both tied as team leaders in the home run category. Allen leads the team with runs with 40 and RBIs with 42. As Sanoa picks up his 3rd stolen base of the season as he easily slides into third base uncontested. Runners now at first and third with only 1 out. 2 balls and no strikes to Allen. It's a lefty on righty matchup. From the stretch, the pitch delivered. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Allen was born in Lakeland, Florida. Drafted just last year in the 5th round by the Marlins out of South Carolina. The draft just happened a few days ago during the All-Star break. Base hit up the middle into left center. That will drive in Sanoa, and the Hammerheads go on top. 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. So Brady Allen, already leading in RBIs, drives in his still team leading 43rd RBI on the season. Sanoa has now 11 runs on the season through his 33 games. Zach Zubia steps in. First pitch delivered is a strike. 0-1 the count with runners at first and second. Mack has moved over to second with Allen at first base. The 0-1 hit on the ground. The shortstop is able to make the play, but he airmails it as he underhands it over the second baseman. Another run will score here for the Hammerheads, and Jupiter goes up 2-0 here in the bottom of the first. So everybody's kind of shaking off, you know, the dust after a few days off. I'm still trying to get warmed up here and trying to make sure our equipment is warmed up too, as some of it, you know, I said one of our computers here trying to get the commercials working, but it was a routine play for the shortstop, Riddle. He went to underhand it to Guerrera and kind of rainbowed it right over the second baseman's head. That went into right field.
Hey, you ready for a fire sale? All Marlins and Hammerheads youth apparel is 50% off in the team store right now. But don't wait,
this
deal, the deal will only last through the fifth inning.
Victor Ramos is on the hill talking to his pitcher and catcher. As I mentioned, this is Montgomery's first game here with St. Lucie. It's a minor league rehab assignment for him. Hammerheads up 2-0 here in the first with only one out.
The third baseman for 27, Carlos Santiago.
Brady Allen on the play, advanced to third base, and Zach Zubia is now at first. Zubia always finds a way to get on base. First pitch launched by Carlos Santiago into left field. On the run is Salazar. He misplays it, but it drops right by him. He'll throw it in, but the Hammerheads score another run as Brady Allen crosses the plate. So a base hit by Santiago. Actually, let's give him a double. So he doubles in Zubia, correct, sorry, Brady Allen. Zubia is at third base. So runners at second and third now, and still only one out as Jorge Caballero comes to the plate. The right fielder is batting 282 this season through 58 games. Montgomery delivers the strike on the outside part of the plate. Caballero has four doubles, three triples, three homers, and is driven in 16. He has two more on the bases right now. 0-1 the count. Montgomery delivers. This one's coming back into the screen. The wind has picked up, and now it's blowing right to left. That's what it was doing a lot before the game started. I do see action, too, as I'm looking in right field as the flags are blowing. Now the flags are blowing in, but I also see a pitcher warming up in the Mets bullpen as Montgomery has thrown 19 pitches, 10 balls, and 9 strikes. He delivers a ball right here, so 11 balls and 20 pitches thrown. 1-2 the count to Caballero. Jorge is the number 7 hitter in the lineup. Jupiter's up 3-0. Chopper left side. He goes foul played cleanly by the manager for the Hammerheads, Angel Espada. Throws it into the bat boy so he can keep it or throw it into the stands. Caballero batting 282. One ball, two strikes. Montgomery delivers inside, pop up. It's going into center field. After it is De Los Santos. He actually has to make a unique pathway to it. Sacrifice fly, though, as Zubia scores. And it's a 4-0 ball game here in the first. So Caballero with a sacrifice fly into center. It looked like it'd be a routine pop-up and easy for De Los Santos. But then with the wind blowing, as I mentioned, right to left, De Los Santos then had to go really far and in to his right. Then making the throw in, it just you know, wasn't going to be able to get Zubia at the plate. That wind can be tricky at times here at the Dean. Tanner Allen ground out to the right side, picked up by Barisier to the first baseman. He steps on the bag, and that will be the third out of the inning, but not before the Hammerheads score four runs on two hits, one error. We head to the top of the second. It'll be JT Riddle, Dominguez, and Guerrera after this short timeout.
So the home team scored two runs, two lucky winners chosen at random will win two free tickets to a future game of your choice. Now let's cheer on the Jupiter Hammerheads. And don't forget, if you need a personal injury attorney, call the law office of Craig Goldenbach at 561-222-2222.
And fans, get on your feet because it's time to dance like no one's watching. Except tonight, everyone is. Tonight's dance jam is presented by Palm Beach Children's Hospital. The shortstop, number 30, JT Riddle.
Welcome back here to the Dean. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. It is very cloudy here at the Dean. I know during the day, you know, there were rain clouds coming in. It was so sunny not too long ago. JT Riddle steps in. The shortstop pops up. That will hit the screen right by the tarp, so it's really hard to play, even though it stays in the ballpark. So Riddle will be safe back in the box after he pops it up in foul territory and no one can reach it. After Riddle, it's Dominguez and Guerrera. Riddle is the only lefty in the lineup here for the Mets tonight. Walters delivers, swing and a miss. Walters has thrown 11 pitches, 8 for strikes. This one's upstairs and outside. 2-2 the count. Here's the 2-2 pitch. This one's popped up. That'll also go in foul territory. No way, though, that any fielder will make this, but it might be made a play made by the fans as the ball goes over the screen this time on the left side. It's the concourse, and a cute little fan. She's got her braids in. Picks up the ball, shows it to everyone, and great job over there by the fans. The 2-2 pitch. This one's coming back. Just a few, maybe two windows down for me. I was getting ready. I don't bring my glove anymore. We don't get a lot of comebackers back here to the booth. I've got my window open though and ready. I'm standing up. Got my catcher stance. Ready to catch a ball coming back. Here's the 2-2. This one's coming back too, but it'll go over the roof here at the Dean onto Main Street. As I mentioned, JT very, very familiar here with Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. It was Roger Dean Stadium when he was here, but That was Roger Dean Chevrolet. He's very familiar as the ball is coming back and hitting the roof probably here of the suites or going over to probably my car over there on Main Street. Two balls, two strikes, but he came up with the Marlins, played here with the Hammerheads, was an all-star, Florida State League all-star. We had an all-star game then when he was here. He straightened it up. It's into left center. On the run is Brady Allen, and he will make the grab as he has to keep going and going and practically is in left field by the time he makes the grab. That wind is really pushing the balls to the left side here at the D. So JT Riddle fights his way at the plate but ends up flying out to Brady Allen, the center fielder, in basically left field. One down, that'll bring up Carlos Dominguez, who's batting 239 on the season, as that wind now might be picking up and blowing in, as my scorebook sheets, that's a whole nother thing that happened here today, start flying around and end up on the ground. Usually Brian Loftus is here with me. Brian, you're usually picking up all my papers that blow around. So Walter's on the hill, Dominguez at the plate. Two balls, no strikes, one out. Hammerheads take the early lead, score four runs in the first. We're in the second. Chopper to the left side. Santiago. Nice throw to first base, and that'll retire Dominguez. So the right fielder grounds out to third base. 5-3 if you're scoring at home. I'm scoring here, but I went on vacation. We had the All-Star break, emptied my backpack, and kept some baseball stuff in there so I could keep up with the team and study some things while I was on the road about the prospects and all, and then went to put everything in here today, picked up a scorebook, opened it up here at the Dean, and found out it was last year's scorebook with no pages left in it. So just one side of the very last page was blank, and luckily the Hammerheads media relations Ryer came to the rescue. I think everybody did with the Hammerheads here, as I needed some tape, some staples, and definitely to make some copies. And it was like crafting time here before the game as I put together these two sheets that are very similar size to my scorebook. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. That one misses wide, so 2-2 the count. It feels like that first day of school, you know, when you just... You know that you've been here for quite some time and you know what to do, but sometimes you just forget things or things don't work out. Tomorrow we'll have it all together. We'll get all the commercials, the computer running, and on my scorebook back. I spent a lot of time last night getting ready for my Marlins Jupiter Hammerheads report that goes on the Marlins radio for the pregame show, and definitely, you know, keeping up with the team and seeing what the guys were doing in Bradenton. Here's the 2-2 right at the belt, and Guerrero is punched out, so he'll go down looking. That's a 1-2-3 inning again for Jake Walters. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base. We'll go to the home half of the second. First up for the Hammerheads will be Santos. We're back up to the top of the order. 4-0, Jupiter on top. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads radio network.
Not only will the Jupiter Hammerheads be facing off against the Daytona Tortugas, but we'll be giving away a signed Kenny Chesney No Shoes Nation football helmet. You won't want to miss this day.
Two cars, same model, same color, same price. Identical, right? Wrong. There's a big difference. It's called the Dean difference. These are just a few of the extras you enjoy at no extra cost. Featuring our best selection and best price guarantee. That's right. Get the exact vehicle you want, or we'll make your first month's payment. Plus, we guarantee the best price, or we'll pay you $500. Guaranteed. All Chevys are created equal. All dealerships are not. Discover the difference at Roger Dean Chevy in Cape Coral. Drive a little, save a lot.
We lost in the light.
putting up the bottom half of the second inning for the Hammerheads. The designated hitter, number 9, Amahoides Santos.
We're back here at the Dean. Thank you for listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. We're going to have some fun here tonight in Jupiter as the Hammerheads are up 4-0. At the plate is Amahoides Santos. He's batting .234 in the season. 7 doubles, 2 triples, a homer, and 19 runs batted in. 1 ball and 1 strike to the designated hitter. Santos is a switch hitter, so he's batting from the right side facing the lefty Montgomery. Montgomery, 33 years of age, 6'5", 220, kicks, delivers for the strike inside, 1-2 the count. In one inning, Montgomery almost practically saw the whole lineup of the Hammerheads. The only hitter he did not see was Santos, who he's seeing right here. Breaking ball, swing and a miss as Santos is way out in front of it. Dropped by the catcher, Smith throw to first, Avera Sierra. And Santos is retired as he goes down swinging. And then the 2-3 throw, because it was a drop ball. That's the first strikeout for Montgomery here today, and that might be it, as Robbie Robinson, the manager for the St. Lucie Mets, goes to the hill. So he went through and saw all 9 batters. He'll leave right now on the losing end. We'll take a little quick short break and to let you know who the new pitcher is in for the St. Lucie Mets here in the second.
Fans, this call to the bullpen is sponsored by Courtyard Palm Beach Jupiter, conveniently located across the street from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Courtyard Palm Beach Jupiter is just a call away for all your hotel needs. Every stay is a new experience here at Courtyard Palm Beach Jupiter. Proud to be the official hotel sponsor for Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. It's travel that propels you, and we look forward to welcoming you soon. Thanks for the Mets, now pitching number 20, Jeffrey Pallone.
So the new pitcher on the hill in relief is Jeffrey Cologne. He's a righty, as the lefty, Mike Montgomery, started for the Mets and is now relieved. So Cologne facing the top of the order, Yidi Cabe. First pitch, that one misses, 1 ball and no strikes. Cologne delivers again and misses low and away, 2-0 the count. Cologne, 22 years of age, the righty is 6'1", 170, from the Dominican Republic. On the ground, hard hit, takes a bounce right over the glove of Lugo, the third baseman, into left field. So Cape is aboard with a hit. This is his first game here with the Hammerhead, so that's his first hit in a Jupiter uniform. The Hammerheads are wearing their home whites. They've got their white jerseys, white pants, Hammerheads in block letters across their chest in black and outlined in orange. Capé likes to wear his pants up high to show his solid black socks. He looks like he's ready to head to second base as he slides on in. Back to first base. I'll throw over to first base right now. He's ready to go, though. Takes a lead and then a secondary lead after that with Sanoa at the plate. The righty walked back in the first. The pitch, fastball, knees catches the outside bar of the plate for the strike. 0-1 the count. With the righty at the plate, Guerrera is trying to play as close to that chalk line, that pie slice, at second base. There goes the runner. Here comes the pitch, or the throw down to second, rather. Not in time to place the tag. And Capé picks up his first stolen base here with the Hammerheads. It is very tricky, and this is why this is an experimental rule, for the second baseman to get over there. You know, he's hugging that line. That's why Guerrera was really right on top of the chalk line, because he wanted to be at second base for the throw from Smith in case, you know, Capé was going to steal. Now he's trying to hug the line once again. There's a liner up the middle, and with the shortstop and second baseman spread, here comes the run for the Hammerheads. The runner is Capé. He used his speed, and I'm talking about the pie slice, but in the meantime, Capay's not worried about that. Base hit into left field, and Sanoa picks up an RBI. So the Hammerheads are now up 5-0. We're in the second inning. It is interesting to see. It will be harder for the fielders to get to second, to get the throws down, to pick off the runners, especially when they're trying to steal. But at the same time, with the fielder shifted there, if they were shifting more, you know, Riddle or someone might have been able to make that play, but that was a base hit into left center. That's what this rule is for. And it worked right here, as no one could get to that ball hit off the bat of Sanoa. Joe Mack at the plate right now. The lefty walked back in the first. One ball, no strikes to Mack. This is his fifth game so far this season with the Hammerheads. Runner at second base in scoring position. Here's the pitch. That one misses low and away. Two balls and one strike to Mack. Here's the 2-1. That one's wide of the plate, so three balls and one strike to Joe Mack. Wind is now blowing in and right. There is just a lot of wind here in Jupiter. It's blowing a lot. You can see that it's actually blowing a lot of the clouds away as the sun is trying to peek out. It's gotten a little lighter here at the Dean. Cologne delivers, misses, and Mack will walk for the second time today.
The center fielder, number 33, Brady Allen.
Only one out as Santos struck out to lead things off in the second. That was Montgomery, actually, that struck him out. Cologne came in, and so far he's given up a single to Capé, another one to Sanoa, who drove in a run. That was Capé. And then now Joe Mack has walked. So runners at first and second for Brady Allen, the cleanup hitter for the Hammerheads. Gotta like nail down my papers here. Trying to put as many books on top of things as we can, as the wind is now blowing in. I can tell every time it moves, because my papers are just fine, my scorebook, everything's just fine. And then when the wind changes and starts blowing in, everything starts blowing. I sat down and now I'm breathing in dust too. I tried to dust and clean up since we had that 4-day break. I knew that it would be dusty and dirty here in the booth. That when I sit down, that's when all the dust comes in. When I stand up, somehow I'm free of it. Here's the 1-1. That's at the belt for the strike. Brady Allen singled back in the first and drove in a run. We mentioned how Allen is leading the team with runs and with ribbies. Now it's 43 runs batted in. Chopper, left side, scooped up by Riddle, underhands it. This time he throws a strike underhanded to the second baseman to get the force out there. The relay throw to first base, though, won't be in time. So Sanoa advances to third base. Mack is out at second on the fielder's choice, and Brady Allen is safe at first base. Two down, runners at the corners now for the Hammerheads at first and third. Zach Zubia will step in. Zubia has reached base now 14 days in a row. He's leading the league in on-base percentage before tonight's game at 413 and is second in the league in walks. Zach has a great eye. There's a ball delivered. Challenge called by Cologne.
Call is upheld.
But it's upheld.
Ball is the call.
The ABS says it is a ball. Zubia, I wouldn't challenge Zubia. Zubia could challenge it. He's just got a great eye. One ball, no strikes, two outs. So the Mets have lost one of their challenges here. Another ball delivered. 2-0 is the count with two outs. I'm writing down the challenges now, getting back into the groove, how to keep track. They need to put something on. There's so much information on the scoreboards here, but I feel like the fans, if we have this challenge rule, we need to have that up on the board too for the fans to be able to follow. They could even have a sound effect, like, you know, in what's that game show that I can't even think of the name now, when they put the X and get it wrong, and have that sound effect. Family Feud, that's what I was thinking of. So when you get it wrong, it's a big jarring, you know, sound, along with a big X on the TV screen. Here's the 3-0 pitch at the knees for the strike. I'm sure Zubi is not going to contest that one. It was right there. It just kind of floated in, too, as Cologne took something off of it. So there's two down. Runners at first and third. The Hammerheads are now up 5-0 here in the second. Breaking ball inside. That one's a pretty pitch. But Zubia, with his great eye, it was just too far inside. And this time, Cologne knows better. He's not going to challenge that. So the bases are loaded right now as Sanoa stays at third. Allen is pushed over to second. And Zubia walks to first base. But Zach, there was a doubleheader in their last game on Sunday. And so his streak was broken as far as, you know, getting on base. But the day he, in the second game, he did get on base. And so the days, that's still going. His streak of how many days he's been on base safely. And so today is day number 14 in a row. You can hear the cheers for Santiago. Switch hitter batting from the left side now as he faces the righty Cologne. Pitch delivered. That one's low. So one ball and one strike. Bases are juiced for Santiago, who has driven in 13. Had a nice hit back in the first. Launched it into left field for the double and drove in a run. This, he gets to the top of the ball, and it'll ground into the glove of Guerrera, but an errant throw to first base. That pulls Barrasierta off the bag. And Sanoa will cross the plate safely. The Hammerheads are now up 6-0 here at the Dean. Another error. Boy, you figure these guys, I don't know, maybe we don't need an all-star break here in the Florida State League. Usually we do have an all-star game, and so there'll be a short weekend break. We've never taken this all-star break the same as the big leaguers, though. The Florida State League all-star game has traditionally been Father's Day weekend. So a timeout as Victor Ramos, the pitching coach, heads to the mound to talk to his pitcher, Colon, and catcher. There's action in the bullpen for the St. Lucie Mets. 6-0 in favor of the Hammerheads. These two teams have been rivals for as long as I can remember here in the league, but definitely this year, Jupiter has the third best record in the Florida State League, but you know who's in front of them? As here in the second half, the Cardinals are actually in first place, but St. Lucie just one game back. They're 11-10 here in the second half. Jupiter 10-11, two games back, just one of St. Lucie. So this is a big series here between these two East Division rivals. In the first half, St. Lucie, they won the division, had a 40-25 record. Jupiter 5.5 back, just could never catch up to the St. Lucie Mets. Overall, as I mentioned, St. Lucie has a 51-35 record. The Hammerheads 44-41, 6.5 back. But that's third best in the league. But they are always neck and neck. And JT Riddle, who's at third base right now, he can attest to that. Inside pitch, swing fouled off. One ball, one strike here with two outs and bases loaded. The Hammerheads scored 4 in the first, 2 more here in the second. Some of the easiest plays have turned into errors here for the Mets. The pitch at the belt for the strike. One ball, two strikes, two down. Brady Allen is now at third base. Zuby at second with Santiago at first. Montgomery pitched to one batter. That was the number 9 hitter in the lineup. Everybody for the Hammerheads this inning and struck out Santos. When the top of the order came to bat, new pitcher came in, Jeffrey Colon. He has given up a couple of hits, a couple of walks, along with a fielder's choice and an error, and 2 runs have now crossed the plate after Colon has stepped onto the hill. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball at the letters, missing inside. So the count goes full here to Caballero. The payoff pitch, swing, chopper, weak grounder on the grass, fielded by Lugo. Throw to first base, stretching his Barra-Cierta. He hangs on by a toe, and Caballero is retired as he grounds out. So that ends the inning here for the Hammerheads in the bottom of the second, but not before they add 2 more runs and have the 6-0 lead as we go to the top of the third here at the Dean. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
New retro-inspired look. The Great American Line. This fight's for you.
And fans, it's time for the Emoji Challenge presented by Cinerama West Palm Beach. Let's send things down to Brooke for tonight's contest.
Hey fans, I'm here with Lucia in Section 210, and she's going to play the Emoji Challenge today. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It looks like numbers
in
a
bell. Well, that was easy.
The answer was just on the board.
Good job.
Congratulations, you go home with a prize. Thank you.
Hey, Cinerama West Palm Beach, the way to grow your business. Sitting off the top half of the third inning for the Mets, the first baseman, number 24, Raul Barra-Cierta.
All right, did you hear the dogs? They were barking to the music. Who let the dogs out? Don't let any dogs out here. I remember at one of the minor league ballparks here in the Florida State League. Actually, it isn't in the. They're not a team anymore in the Florida State League. As we have Jake Walters on the hill and at the plate, Barrett Sierta. He'll pick up the base hit as it drops into right center. So the leadoff hitter, Barrett Sierta, for the Mets is aboard.
The left fielder, number two, Eduardo Salazar.
Up in Melbourne, in Brevard County. It was the Brevard County Manatee, and at one time that was the Milwaukee Brewers Class A team here in the Florida State League, High A. And they would play that song, Who Let the Dogs Out, but it was a sign that the kids would be let out onto the field. And this was during the game, like in between innings. They'd play the song, they'd open the gates, the kids would run from right field to left field. And it was a blast. Those young fans had so much fun. And it was fun watching them weave in and out between the fielders too and just be able to sprint across the field and the outfield during the game. Two balls and no strikes to Eduardo Salazar. This is the 7, 8, and 9 hitters that Walters is facing here in the third. Gave up a base hit to Barrett Sierta. Now Salazar and Smith is on deck. The left fielder is batting 208 on the season. It's a righty-on-righty matchup. From the stretch, the pitch. That one misses outside. Three straight balls here to Salazar now. Walters has thrown 31 pitches, 12 balls, 19 strikes. The last pitch was at 86 miles per hour. This one at 90, right down the heart of the plate. 3-1 the count. With three balls on Salazar, Walters delivered a strike right down Broadway. Salazar laid off of it, though. Here's the 3-1. A pause, a nod, and the pitch at the knees for the strike at 88. Through two innings, Walters allowed a couple of hits, no runs. Hasn't walked any Mets batters yet here today, and a struck out one. Salazar will be the first walk, though, allowed by Walters as he heads to first base. That'll push Barrett Sierta to second.
So with
no outs, runners at first and second here for the Mets. Brady Smith, the number 9 hitter in the lineup, will step in. The catcher's batting 125 this season through 20 games here with St. Lucie. He's hitting a combined 154 this season as the St. Lucie Mets are the second team that he's played with here in 2022. Strike delivered to Smith. 0-1 the count. After Smith, we're back up to the top of the order with De Los Santos. It seems like a while since we've seen the leadoff hitter, who with one pitch got an infield base hit, advanced to second on an error, and then uncharacteristically paused for a moment while he was going to steal third base. And that pause cost him, as he was caught stealing only for the 10th time this season. He has 48 stolen bases on the season. We're talking about De Los Santos, who's on deck after Smith. No balls, two strikes, no outs, runners at first and second for the Mets, and Walters delivers wide of the plate to Smith. He's trying to get the catcher to chase that pitch. He's still, though, Walters is looking back at the runner, Barrett Sierta, at second, who takes off his helmet. There's a quick little conversation with Sano at second. There's a swing and a miss as you hear the doorbell as Smith is rung up by Walters. Perfect timing there for our audio tech. I keep thinking that our sound effects music artist here at the Dean, who's up in the press box here, is hitting a sound effects for dogs, but he's not. Now, I'm surprised not every dog is barking, because how many people out there that you have a dog that every time the doorbell rings, you know, the dog barks, right? So whenever, it's definitely a Domino's commercial, and there's a few other commercials that had the doorbell ringing, and your dog starts barking because it hears the doorbell on the TV. Oh my, De Los Santos at the plate. We're back up to the top of the order as Walters delivers a breaking ball inside at 81. That's a check swing into the screen behind home plate. No balls and two strikes to De Los Santos. Still runners at first and second with one out now. I don't see Bonnie. I don't know if Bonnie's here today. Bonnie is our little mascot up here for the broadcast team, as she is usually, she stays here every day. She like lives here, as Bonnie, her owner, works here at the Dean on staff. So she's here during the day and then sometimes gets to hang out at night. She usually sleeps right on a little chair. Check swing, called third strike on De Los Santos. Now who's barking? I think that one was a sound effect. Now another dog is barking, though, with the sound effect.
The designated hitter, number 18, Junior Tillian.
So two strikeouts after allowing Barrasierta to single and Salazar to walk. Walters went after Smith and now De Los Santos. Walters will face Tillian, the number two hitter in the lineup for the Mets, who popped up to right field his first trip up to the plate. Big cut by Tillian as he swings and misses at that 88 mile per hour pitch. The Mets still have action in the bullpen. They have a reliever up and throwing right now. The St. Lucie Mets have two hits, two errors, and no runs, while the Hammerheads have four hits, one error, and six runs. 6-0 lead here in the third. Breaking ball inside and missing. Little slider there that just hung up and went inside at 82. One ball and two strikes to Tillian. Walters delivered. Fly ball into center. Allen waiting on it. Makes the grab. And with the first two runners or hitters reaching base for the Mets, they are stopped though as Smith, De Los Santos, go down on strikes and Tillian flies out to center. So 6-0, the Hammerheads lead as we go to the home half of the third. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Everyone in section 210 has won a free Bloomin' Onion coupon.
Welcome back to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. First up here for the Hammerheads is Tanner Allen. Allen grounded out to first, his first trip up to the plate back in the first. This will be the first time he's facing Cologne here today. Righty and lefty matchup, and Tanner goes straight up the middle, a comebacker to Cologne, but Cologne somehow snags it and then jogs his way to first base under hands at the time. So Allen is retired as he grounds out to the pitcher, Cologne. That was a hard hit ball off the bat of Tanner Allen, though. Somehow Cologne, he recovered very quickly. His instincts just kicked into high gear. He had no time to think about that at all, as it was actually hit behind him on the follow through, but he just turned around in time, stuck his left, hand out, his glove hand, and came up with it. And then as he was recovering, probably in the shock, he was jogging to first base and threw it underhanded to Barasirja at first to get Allen. Then Santos at the plate. He's a switch hitter, so he's batting from the left side facing Cologne, the righty. Three straight balls delivered to Santos right now. He struck out back in the second. He was the last batter that Montgomery faced, the starting pitcher for the Mets, who's here on a minor league rehab assignment. Strike call there on Santos, so 3-1 now is the count. The sun has found its way out of the clouds right now. Big cut by Santos, swing and a miss. The count now full on the designated hitter. So there is a lot of sunshine here as the sun is actually setting on the left side of the diamond, and it is in the eyes of a lot of fielders. Santos sticks his bat out on this breaking ball, pops it up, one hopper into the glove of the second baseman, Guerrera. It was a hard play, but Guerrera made a good throw to first base, and Santos is retired as he rounds out to second. It wasn't an easy play for Guerrera at all. Off the end of the bat, so it wasn't easy to make a good, jump on it and read it off the bat, but Guerrera did, and he came in, one hopped, into his glove. He was on the run. The momentum was taking him toward third base, but he was able to kind of sidearm it across his body over to first. Quickly, two down. We're back up to the top of the order for the Hammerheads. It's Yippee Cape. Cape is 1-for-2 today. He popped up in the first, singled, stole a base, and scored a run in the second. Quickly, he has two strikes on him, though. It's a righty-on-righty matchup as Cologne goes inside and misses. So one ball and two strikes. Talking about the sunshine, there's plenty of it now as the sun is setting but found its way out of the clouds. And there's a lot of sun in the eyes of the center fielder and right fielder, and coming in kind of sideways on the left fielder, third baseman, second baseman. Not much shade except in the very, part of the infield with the pitcher, catcher. Grounder into the glove of Riddle. He throws to first in time, and Cape is retired as he grounds out to short. A quick 1-2-3 inning for the first time tonight. The Hammerheads go down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base. We head to the top of the fourth here at the Dean, but the good guys, the Hammerheads, are up 6-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
And fans, turn your attention to the Dean screen. It's time for the Kiss Cam presented by Roborock. Rock your socks off and kiss the one you love. Roborock is committed to innovation in researching, developing, and producing home cleaning devices. Visit us at roborock.com for all your robotic vacuum cleaning needs.
But I can't.
Leading off the top half of the fourth inning for the Mets, the third baseman, number 12, William Lugo.
Welcome back to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. We're at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. On the hill, Walters delivers to the Mets, William Lugo. It's Lugo, Riddle, and Dominguez. Lugo is 0 for 1 today. Two balls, no strikes on the third baseman as Lugo grounded out to short his first trip up to the plate. Walters delivers the strike at the knees at 88. So far, Jake has thrown 48 pitches, 31 for strikes in his minor league, or no, check that, not a minor league rehab. Line drive up the middle, shaded towards that pie slice line, and Sanoa, he might have even been playing on the left side of that chalk line, but he makes the grab as that was a line drive up the middle. Wish we had some video on that. So Lugo is retired as he lines out to Sanoa at second. I know in the first couple of pitches, Sanoa was playing inside that pie slice, and he might have been right there. Pop up, left side, foul territory. Santiago calls for it as it's to the left of the line, and he makes the grab. So Riddle is retired as he pops up to third base in foul territory. Quickly, there's two down. Walters, 26 years of age, 6'1", 90, from Brandon, Mississippi. He was drafted a couple of seasons ago in 2018. Make that four seasons ago by the Marlins in round number 9 out of Alabama. Pop up into center field. Allen, it could be trouble as he's got to drift over towards right center now, but Caballero is there to back him up. He does make the catch, and Dominguez is retired as he pops up. Allen. 1-2-3 inning. Down go the Mets. Runs, hits, errors are left on base. We will go to the bottom of the fourth. Sanoa, Mack, and Allen will step up to the plate as the Hammerheads lead 6-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Palm Beach Gardens Medical Center, we have been caring for the hearts of our community for over 35 years. We specialize in minimally invasive heart surgery, heart valve repair and replacement, and interventional and general cardiology. So when it comes to your heart, you need to highly experienced board certified team of physicians supported by skilled nurses and experienced therapists that offer some of the most advanced life-saving medical procedures to help you and your heart heal.
Change for the Mets, now pitching number 40, Jace Beck. Sanoa.
So we've got a new pitcher on the hill as we come back here in the fourth. Sanoa Mack and Allen will head to the plate for the Hammerheads. Sanoa in the box. First pitch delivered by Jace Beck. That comes awful close to the hitter. Second pitch, fly out into center, so Sanoa is retired. One down, the dogs. I think it must be just one dog who loves this music. He continues to bark throughout the day, or maybe he's barking to encourage the Hammerheads. At the plate, it's Joe Mack, a bat from the left side. He's walked both times that he's been up to the bat. The new pitcher is Jace Beck for the Mets. Beck, a righty with royal blue spikes, a little bit of white on it. Last pitch at 90 miles per hour, it misses. One ball and no strikes. Beck with a high leg kick, swinging the ball is coming back into the screen behind home plate. So 1-1 with one out. Beck 6'7", so when he has that high leg kick, boy is it high, as he is all legs, 231 from Tuttle, Oklahoma. Last year he played for the Mets in the Complex League and with St. Lucie. He was drafted in the 22nd round in 2019. Misses outside, three balls and a strike here to Mack. The pitch, that one also goes wide at the plate, so Mack will take off his elbow guard, his shin guard, and for the third time today, he will walk to first base. All different pitchers he's walked against, too. Mack got the free pass back in the first off of Montgomery, then in the second inning, it was Colon on the hill, and then here in the fourth, he faced Beck. So Mack has walked and had a good eye with all three pitchers so far here for the Mets. Coming to the plate is Brady Allen. Fastball delivered by Beck at 90, misses inside. One ball and no strikes. Beck is looking for his first win of the season. He doesn't have any record right now with a 1.04 ERA. He's appeared in 8 games for the St. Lucie Mets. This ball is coming back out of play. So in 8 games, Beck has one save and one opportunity. He's pitched 8 2/3 innings, allowed 5 hits, a run he was earned, and allowed a home run. Walked 5, struck out 8 in 8 2/3. Opponents just batting the 172. Strike delivered to Brady Allen. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 out, runner at first base for the Hammerheads. Beck peering in, gets the signs from Brady Smith. From the stretch, he nods, then delivers, and Beck goes right over the top with his pitches. There's no side arm or any little slight angle at all. He's like right over the top when he throws. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch inside at 92. That one's fouled out of play to the right side. The wind's kicking right to left and blowing, and also now the sun has set and is behind some clouds right now, so there is no sunshine on the field. And it looks like our stadium lights are on too. Back to that cloudy, partly cloudy night here at the Dean. I'm sure it's a relief to the fans, though, not to have, you know, it's already humid and high temperatures enough to not have that blazing sun on you either, for the players also. I don't know how they do those noon games on Sunday when it becomes the dog days of summer here at the Dean, and that pretty much happens very quickly after spring training. Here's the 2-2. The strike is called on Allen. He shakes his head, but he won't contest it, and he'll head back to the dugout. So Brady Allen goes down looking for the first strikeout victim for Beck here in the fourth. There's 2 down. Zach Zubio will step in. Now, he doesn't strike out often. He has walked 63 times this season and has struck out 74. He has 52 hits on the season. The pitch right at the hands, but too far inside to call it a strike. So one ball and no strikes as Zubia lays off of it. The 1-0 pitch delivered upstairs, and Zubia lays off that. The Mets have to know that Zubia just, he knows how to be patient at the plate, and you've really got to throw him a strike. He's not going to chase after pitches. Not when you're second in the league in walks and first in on-base percentage. You find a way to get on. Here's the 2-0. That one's upstairs at 91 as Zubia foul tips it back into the backstop. Kind of shook his head afterwards. You have to wonder if he wished he laid off of that or just had a better swing, because that was coming eye level, more upstairs, and could have been a ball. Two balls and a strike, two down. The kick, the pitch, once again, Beck goes upstairs at 91. This time, Zubia can't even connect with it at all. That must have some kind of movement to it as Zubia swings and misses. Two balls, two strikes. He can, and he does, strike out. But more than often, he walks. The 2-2 with two outs. Hammerheads up 6-0. Here's the pitch. Beck goes fastball on the outside part of the plate, but will miss. So the count is full to Zubia. The Hammerheads scored 4 in the first, 2 more in the second. Did not score in the third. It was the first 1-2-3 inning for the Mets against the Hammerheads. Beck delivers, Zubia takes it, and he's correct as he'll jog to first base. So Zubia, after hitting to a fielder's choice in the first, has now walked twice. Such a patient hitter at the plate. I'm surprised that Beck didn't try to go upstairs once again with the fastball, because Zubia just did not seem to be able to, you know, time that ball right. He got it, you know, got him 2 in a row with that high strike. And I don't know, I guess he didn't want to chance it again. Thought Zubia was too smart of a hitter to try and throw there again. No balls and a strike here to the switch hitter, Santiago, who's batting from the left side. Beck delivers, fastball missing low. 1-1 the count. Santiago doubled, drove in a run in the first, and was aboard in the second on an error by the second baseman. Montgomery started for the Mets on the hill. He went 1 1/3, allowed a couple of hits, 4 runs, only 2 were earned, walked 2 and struck out 1. This was his first game here with the St. Lucie Mets on a minor league rehab assignment. Then Colon came in. He worked 1 2/3 of an innings, gave up 2 hits, 2 runs, 1 was earned, walked 2, did not strike out any. His ERA is now 3.15 rather. Catching, Santiago looking. The strike is delivered by Beck. That will end the inning here for the Hammerheads as they leave 2 stranded in the fourth. So the Hammerheads haven't been able to score in the last couple of innings, but they've got a hefty 6-0 lead as we go to the top of the fifth here at the D. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Golf giveaways, prizes, and fun are what's on par for Thursday, August 4th, Golf Night at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And fans, it's now time for the push-up challenge presented by Baptist Health. Let's go down to the dugout to see who our contestants are going to be tonight. Brooke, take it away.
Hey fans, I'm here with Will and Matthew, and they're going to do our push-up challenge today. Whoever does 10 push-ups is the winner. Are you guys ready? Go. Who the winner is. It looks like Will is the winner, but they're both going over prizes today. Thank you guys.
So now the top half of the fifth inning for the Mets, the second baseman, number one, Justin Guerrero.
Welcome back to the Dean. We're in the top of the fifth. Guerrero at the plate. Barisierta on deck. Salazar is in the hole for the Mets. On the hill, Jake Walters delivering a strike. No balls and two strikes after Guerrero popped one out of play as the first pitch. The 0-2 upstairs. Heat swing and a miss at 91. That's the fourth strikeout victim for Walters here tonight.
Barisierta
will step in.
He's
one for one as he singled to right back in the third. Guerrero has actually struck out twice now tonight. So out of the four strikeouts that Walters has, two of them is Guerrero as he went down looking in the second, now swinging in the fifth. Walters delivers, misses inside. One ball and no strikes to Barisierta. The first baseman is batting 285 this season. Hard hit, one hopper into the glove of Capé at short. He'll throw to first base in time, and Barisierta is retired as he grounds out to short. That was a hard hit off the bat of the first baseman.
Capé
was in exactly the place that he needed to be, positioned perfectly, and he waited on that one hopper and then went right through it with his glove, picked it up, and threw to first. Wind blowing in right now, very strongly into right. Both bullpens have action now as a reliever has just gotten up for the Hammerheads. Strike delivered at 83 to Salazar, then upstairs swing and a miss. That's an 88 mile per hour pitch. Walters has been pitching with the Florida Complex League along with the Hammerheads this season. So far here in 2022, he's only pitched in now 8 games. Has started 7 of those. Swing and a miss. So that's another 1-2-3 inning here for Walters. As he gets back to back. 1-2-3 innings. He has sat down the last, let's see, 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9 now hitters. As he allowed a pitch hit and a walk to lead off the third, but then has sat down 9 straight St. Lucie hitters. So we'll head to the bottom half of the fifth with the Hammerheads up 6-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Palm Beach County to learn more.
Hey! Hey, you! Yeah, you! You see these things? They're recyclable. Be sure to place them in the recycling bin when you're done.
Go Marlins!
Change for the Mets now, pitching number 13, Joel Diaz.
Yeah.
bottom half of the fifth inning for the Hammerheads. Right fielder number 21, Jorge Caballero.
New pitcher on the hill for the St. Lucie Mets is Joel Diaz, and he is throwing heat. The last pitch at 96 to Jorge Caballero. Next pitch upstairs missing as Caballero takes it. That's at 95. One ball and two strikes to the right fielder. 7, 8, and 9 at the plate for the Hammerheads here in the fifth. At the knees, called strike. It's Matt Kowski. Played umpire. That's Matt Kowski. Brings up Caballero. Diaz is a righty, 6'208" from San Cristobal, the Dominican Republic. Last played last season for the Dominican Summer League with the Mets. Acquired as an international free agent in 2021. Alan Tanner at the plate. He grounds out to second. Angel De Santos will step up to the plate. He's 0 for 2 today. Struck out in the second, grounded out in the third. Righty and lefty matchup as Santos, switch hitter, batting left, facing the righty Diaz. Strike called. No balls and a strike to Santos. Hard hit on the ground. Guerrera, the second baseman, is kind of eaten up by that hit, but he recovers quickly. Short throw to first. We get Santos in time. Rounds out then to second. A quick 1-2-3 inning with the Hammerheads still up 6-0 as we head to the sixth here at Roger Deans Chevrolet Stadium.
Whether you're looking for t-shirts, hats, jackets, or more, we have it all. The team store will remain open until 30 minutes following the conclusion of tonight's game. And with baseball bowling presented by Dobbs Beer Garden, let's send things down to the dugouts for baseball bowling.
Hey fans, I'm here with Dominic, who's going to do our baseball bowling. Are you ready? Do it. Let's see if we can get all three cups down. Get ready. Oh, he's trying. Oh, we got one down. Hey, you got the second one down. Can you get the third one?
And we're back. There's a new pitcher on the hill for the Hammerheads. It's Justin Fall. Fall first faces the number 9 hitter in the lineup. For the Mets, it's Brady Smith. Then we'll be back up to the top of the order for the Mets, De Los Santos and Tillian. Fall a lefty, facing the righty, at the belt, just missing inside. 1-2 the count to Smith. Justin Fall, 6'6", 250 from Red Bank, New Jersey. Going inside, check swing, did he go? No, Alex Lorry on the base pass said he didn't. So Smith stays alive, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Fall, 22 years of age, pitched in the Florida Complex League last season and was picked up, drafted by the Marlins last year in the 17th round. Yep, you can ring them up and get those dogs barking with that doorbell sound effect as Brady Smith grounds out to Santiago, the third baseman.
The center fielder, number 21, Omar De Los Santos.
One down, back up to the top of the order. De Los Santos is 1-for-2 today. Infield base hit in the first, went down looking in the third. The book's been closed on the starter for the Hammerheads, Jake Walters. Solid 5 innings of work, a couple of hits allowed, no runs. Only walked 1 batter while striking out 5, and his ERA went from 4.22 to 2.87. And if Walters, not just Walters, what am I saying, Walters, but if the Hammerheads can hang on to the lead and win the ballgame, I think that'll have the win go to Walters. He has no record right now. This is his 4th start and 4th game with the Hammerheads. Justin Fall working on De Los Santos, though, right here. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. The kick, the pitch. Upstairs, swing, pop up, left side. Going back is Capé. He calls everyone off as he wheels back. Has a beat on that ball the whole way. Even though I can tell that wind was really pushing it away from Capé. But De Los Santos is retired. As he pops up to the shortstop out there in left center. 2 down, Junior Tillian will step in. The designated hitter is 0-for-2 today, batting 267 in his 51st game with the Mets. He has 78 hits. This past weekend, I went up to, is it the weekend already? Now here, it's right, this past, I went up to Coney Island, or I guess, yeah, up to Coney Island, to Brooklyn. My first trip there, wanted to see the boardwalk, and guess what else I wanted to see? The Brooklyn Cyclones. They are the high A team for the New York Mets. So everybody that you see here, or most of the players with the St. Lucie Mets, they make the trip up then to high A. Weak grounder, left side, on the run is Santiago, throw to first base, and he makes it in time. Zubia with the great catch there and a little stretch. I'll tell you more about my Brooklyn Coney Island trip when we come back to the bottom of the 6th. Hammerheads up 6-0. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
And fans, it's time for the group salute presented by Fairfield Inn. We'd like to welcome season ticket holder Russell Robbins to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And we have a birthday in the ballpark this evening. Happy 10th birthday, James Edwards. quickly off the bottom half of the sixth inning for the Hammerheads. The shortstop, number 8, Yee Capray.
Bottom of the sixth. Got to move some papers out of the way here. We're at the Dean, and you're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Jupiter's up 6-0 at the plate. Capay steps in, the shortstop, in his first game here with the Hammerheads. He goes inside. That's Joel Diaz for the Mets. Misses there. One ball and two strikes here to Capay. Giddy is 1-for-3. He popped up, singled, stole the base, and grounded out to short his last trip up. So he's 1-for-3, scored a run here today. He's batting .333. Gotta love it when you're in the 300s. The 2-2 pitch at the knees, but outside. So the count is full to Capay. I was telling you about my trip up to see the Brooklyn Cyclones, the High A team. So when you listen, if you've been listening all season long, High Chopper, played by Riddle. JT throws to first in time. And Capay is retired.
Second baseman, number 6, Javier Somoza.
I'll tell you, a lot of names sound familiar because if you listen to the Jupiter Hammerheads here, and then also the Long Beach Cardinals, you've listened to quite a few games when we play the St. Lucie Mets, and the Mets, as dominant as they've been, here in the league this season, they've lost quite a few players, and they're up in Brooklyn. So right now, Brooklyn is in Jersey Shore right now, Shoretown Ballpark. They're up 5-2 in the fourth. Let's take a look at who's playing tonight. But I was able to see Alex Ramirez. He had just joined the team, and he was here with the St. Lucie Mets. Take a look. Oh, Consuegra, Stanley Consuegra. He's batting .280 right now. He was here with the St. Lucie Mets this season. Ramirez, as I mentioned, batting .217, just joining them. Ball in the air to right, chasing after it is Dominguez. He'll run out of room, though, as it pops over the fence in foul territory. So that'll return Sanoa back to the plate. There's two balls and one strike on the second baseman. Newton also the shortstop for the St. Lucie Mets, now playing shortstop for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Upstairs missing at 96. 3-1 the count to Sanoa. Here's the 3-1. There's a strike at the knees. Count goes full here to the second baseman, Sanoa, who is 1-for-2 today with the walk and has scored two runs and driven in one. Payoff pitch. Takes it. And the home plate umpire calls a strike. So Sanoa will go down looking. Quickly, there's two down. After scoring in the first two innings, the Hammerheads have been scoreless the rest of the game. But I've always seen the pictures and the video with the Brooklyn Cyclones in the outfield and, you know, beyond. You always see the Cyclone, the roller coasters, the rides, Coney Island, the boardwalk, and going to visit up to New York City, I could not resist making the trip over to Coney Island and taking in a Brooklyn Cyclones game. And if you have the opportunity, it is a lot of fun. It's a big treat. especially on the weekend. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That ball's launched up in the air off the bat of Joe Mack. Going after it is Dominguez. He's not going to run out of room this time, and he'll make the grab just short of the warning track, close to the foul pole line. So Joe Mack is retired as he flies out to right. That's another quick 1-2-3 inning. Down go the Hammerheads, but they're still hanging on to the 6-0 lead as we go to the top of the 7th here at the Dean. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
It's why we earned 7 consecutive A ratings for patient safety. We're voted best hospital, ER, heart center, and best place to have a baby. And we're chosen by Newsweek magazine as the world's best hospital. Jupiter Medical Center. World-class healthcare really is here.
Fans, shake it high or shake it low, but it's time to shake it. Your keys, that is. Let's make some noise for your Jupiter Hammerheads tonight, presented by Deep Private Bank.
Top of the 7th, the stadium lights are on, the sun is set. Blue skies out there turning to the nighttime skies. William Lugo at the plate. Then it's JT Riddle and Dominguez for the St. Lucie Mets. Justin Fall remains in for his second inning of work in relief. Lugo giving the ball a ride to the left side. Capay going out the shortstop into short left center. He makes the grab out there again. And Lugo is retired as he pops up.
45, JT Riddle.
To short. That'll bring up JT Riddle, the shortstop. He's 0 for 2 today. He's on a minor league rehab assignment here. Riddle, the only lefty bat in the lineup, has to face the lefty reliever, Justin Fall. One ball, no strikes. Joshua Travis Riddle from Frankfort, Kentucky, was drafted by the Marlins in 2013 in the 13th round out of Kentucky. He made his major league debut with the Marlins on April 11, 2016. Foul tip, 2 balls and a strike. In 2015, JT was with the Hammerheads. He also played for Jacksonville, which was AA at the time. And then New Orleans was the AAA team for the Marlins, just one game that season. But he spent the majority of his time here in Jupiter in 45 games, batted 270 with 6 doubles, a triple, no home runs, drove in 9. Here's the 2-2. Pop-up, that'll reach the bullpen for the Hammerheads. Santiago was trying to make a good effort at it. He kept looking over his shoulder, tried to backhand it, but the ball just kept getting pushed further away from him. No chance for Allen. That's Tanner out in left either. just one of those places where it's just not playable in foul territory. And even though you don't run out of room, you just run out of time chasing it. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Upstairs, breaking ball that gets JT to swing and miss. That's the first strikeout victim for Justin Ball here tonight.
Carlos Dominguez.
So quickly, there's two outs. Carlos Dominguez will step in. He's the number five hitter in the lineup for St. Lucie, and he's 0-for-2 tonight. Grounded out and popped out. Now batting .237. JT did return to the Hammerheads in 2018. That was because he was hurt that year also, so just played a couple of games with Jupiter. Was in the minors rehabbing. Came back in 2019 for a couple more games too. And now making a comeback and getting a rehab with the St. Lucie Mets back here in the Florida State League this season. He's played 27 games at AAA, 17 at AAA. Well, 27 in Louisville, then 17 with Syracuse with the Mets. The Reds traded JT to the Mets on May 28th. So that was when he was assigned to the Syracuse Mets. At the plate, Dominguez takes this pitch. It's inside, so two balls and two strikes with two outs. The Reds selected the contract of JT Riddle from Louisville on April 19th of this season. But then he was sent out right there. Dominguez, swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts. Everybody stand up at home and sing with our crowd here at the Dean.
Join us for the seventh inning stretch.
Brady Allen at the plate. Big cut here. That one will pop out of play. Allen, Zubia, and Santiago will face Joel Diaz here in the bottom of the seventh. Diaz in his third inning of work as the ball is coming back. That was eye level right at me, but the net was right there to save me. So Montgomery started for the Mets. Mike Montgomery. on a minor league rehab assignment. He has 14 years experience. Then Cologne came in, Beck, and now Diaz goes after Brady Allen. And Allen went back to the dugout as he has been struck out by Diaz. Zubia will step in. Zach with two walks and was aboard on a fielder's choice in the first. Went around to score in the first, too. So Brady Allen was called out on strikes for the second time in a row. He's 1-for-4 tonight. Zubia swings and misses. 1-1 the count. Now Zubia walked when he faced Cologne, then he walked when he faced Beck, and now this is his first time facing Diaz. 1-2 the count. Righty on righty matchup. Breaking ball upstairs. Zubia swings. Foul tip into the screen, so the count remains 1-2 to Zubia. Carlos Santiago is on deck. Here's the pitch. That one's coming inside. Swing. Pop-up. Stays in the infield. JT's calling everyone off, and he makes the grab on the grass behind the pitching mound. So Zubia is retired as he pops up to short. There's two down. So those chalk lines that were put out to make that high slice and keep that area opened and free of infielders to bring back the line drive base hit up the middle is now slowly disappearing. With everyone running on it, infielders and runners, it is slowly disappearing out there. Kind of like the lines in the box, that it just kind of slowly disappears. 1-1 to Santiago. It's a righty on lefty matchup, and a breaking ball delivered by Diaz has Santiago chasing it, and he swings and misses. 1-2 the count with two outs. Wow, the Hammerheads, they really opened up the game and exploded in the first, going after Montgomery in his rehab assignment here. 8 batters went to the plate. 4 runs on just a couple of hits, but an error also aided, along with a few walks. Sacrifice fly held two. The Hammerheads were up 4-0 in the first. Then in the second, Montgomery only pitched to one batter. That was Santos, who he struck out. Cologne came in, gave up back-to-back base hits, a walk, and before you know it, the Hammerheads were scoring again. There's a ball up the middle, shaded, though, more towards the right side, towards the second baseman, Guerrera, who runs over, snags the ball, and somehow, even though his momentum is carrying him over into shortstop territory, moves to first base in time, and Santiago grounds out. So another 1-2-3 inning for the Hammerheads as they're held scoreless. You go to the top of the eighth here at the Dean, and once again, it's a 6-0 ball game. It's remained that way since the second inning. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
And now fans have been out of the stands to see who Brooke has for tonight's Name the Song contest presented by Truist.
Hey fans, I'm here with Dylan in section 109, and he's going to play Name That Song. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. What do you think the name of the song is?
Hips Don't Lie.
Let's see if you're right. Congratulations, Dylan. You go home with a prize. Thank you.
Michael Redfern to the Cleveland Clinic Guest Services booth. He is sitting for the bench for second baseman number one, Justin Herrera.
Top of the eighth inning at the Dean, and Justin Fall remains on the hill, the lefty reliever for the Hammerheads. He has faced six Mets hitters and has retired all six in a row. Guerrera at the plate, so it's a lefty and righty matchup. Swing and a miss, 1-1 the count to the second baseman. Guerrera has struck out twice here tonight, once looking, once swinging, so he's 0-2. 6-7-8 is who Fall will face here in the eighth. Hammerheads, four hits, six runs. They scored them all in the first two innings. The Mets only two hits and no runs here tonight. There's a line drive up the middle. Base hit for Guerrera, who was 0-2 with two strikeouts before that base hit. That's the first hit allowed by Fall here in relief tonight.
The first baseman, number 24, Raul Garcia.
That ends his streak of retiring the Mets batters in a row. Guerrera at first, no outs. Raul Garcia will step in. The first baseman is 1-2 today, singled back in the third, then grounded out in the fifth. Fall delivers at the knees, the strike. Garcia takes that, kind of drops his bat and thinks about that pitch a little bit. There's a big swing and a pirouette by Garcia at the plate. He's got some words and some dance and moves there. Needs a little time out as he steps out of the box. We still have the pitch clock as it starts over. It's supposed to make these, you know, games go a little faster, and they do. Tonight, though, not so much. Swing and a miss as Barisierta goes down swinging. There's one down. Eduardo Salazar will step in.
Fielder number two, Eduardo Salazar.
Salazar is 0-1 today. He walked back in the third, then struck out in the fifth. Brady Smith is on deck. How did you all enjoy this All-Star break? I know some of the players were able to travel home and some took a little trip. It was nice to guys, you know, getting in those fishing trips or going home for some home cooking, whatever they could do the last few days. Gives you that nice kind of breather because the season is very long, you know, starting early in spring. Sometimes the guys come here for early work, you know, at spring camp, and you're here a long time this season, you know, playing every day. Here's the 0-1 going opposite. Slow roller that squeaks through the infield into right as Sanoa. He dives after it, but the ball just gets right by him as he was shaded more towards second base. And that ground ball just scooted through between first and second.
The catcher, number 43,
so two base
Brady
hits allowed by Fall here in the eighth. Guerrera now standing at second. Salazar at first. Brady Smith, the number nine hitter in the lineup for the Mets, steps in. He's 0-2. Struck out in the third, grounded out in the sixth. Major League Baseball changed up the format this year, too, because usually the Futures game, that's with the Minor League All-Stars, has been played on Sunday. And this year they played it on Saturday and left Sunday free for draft day. Monday was the Home Run Derby contest, and then Tuesday the All-Star game. So how do you like that? Do you like having the draft, you know, the draft day, its own separate thing, so everyone can kind of shine a light on that? Is it much better to have the draft during the All-Star break and, you know, all the festivities, or put it back in June? It was kind of fun to see it in June, but at the same time, it kind of got lost because there was the College World Series going on, and I know some high schoolers are still in you know, school at the time. So the guys would always talk about when they were drafted and, you know, they might have been in class or graduating or, you know, on the ball field. So they weren't really paying attention a lot or, you know, going anywhere to be around any draft festivities. So this is something when school's out, the College World Series is over, that it could just be exclusively, you know, for Major League Baseball and the draft. Smith going after a high fastball at 90 miles per hour. He swings and misses. So two down, runners at first and second for the Mets. We're back up to the top of the order as Omar De Los Santos steps in. It's a lefty and righty matchup. Santos, or De Los Santos, is 1-for-3 today. The first-round draft pick by the Marlins, Jacob Berry from LSU, just signed yesterday, $6 million signing bonus, and he was working out with the Marlins down in Miami yesterday, trying to catch up with them here, maybe for a pregame show, as the draft picks for both the Cardinals and the Marlins will make a first appearance usually here in Jupiter to, you know, get some workouts in and join the Florida Complex League, or maybe even here in LA. Fly out to right, De Los Santos is retired. We head to the bottom of the eighth here at the team. It's still no one has scored since the second inning. Up first for the Hammerheads, it'll be Caballero, Tanner Allen, and Santos. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
Soon in Port St. Lucie, there's always a Firehouse Subs near you.
Crack open a Budweiser and make the most of summer's last barbecues and poolside hangs. This Labor Day weekend, enjoy the last sips of summer by picking up Budweiser today.
For the Hammerheads, the right fielder number 21, Jorge Caballero.
We're in the bottom of the eighth. Caballero, Tanner Allen, and Santos will head to the plate. Facing Joel Diaz. Diaz in his fourth inning of work here for the Mets in relief. We have so much going on here at the Dean today. As I mentioned, it's the dog days of summer. Tomorrow, Kids Club every Saturday for fans 15 and under. There's plenty of weekly activities. Let's see what else is coming up. July, we always focus so much on July 4th and that big mega bash on the 3rd and 4th. But we do have some exciting things coming up here at the Dean as July will soon end and we'll head to August. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Check swing coming back into the screen behind home plate. Caballero is 0-for-2 today. He had a sacrifice fly and drove in a run in the first. In August, coming up on August 4th, it's Thirsty Thursday and also golf night. Swing and a miss. Caballero sits down. That's out number one. Tanner Allen will come to the plate. He's 0-for-3 with all three ground outs. One to first, one to come back under the pitcher. That was a hard hit ball. And then to the second baseman. righty and lefty matchup. So that August 4th, Thirsty Thursday, and golf night, there'll be a lot of complimentary rounds of golf given away. So you want to come to the ballpark if you're definitely into golf. The Orioles Foundation will make an appearance. Honda Classic Cares. It'll be Nurses Night on Friday, August 5th. And guess what? That Friday will also be a movie night. I love watching movies out here. We've got two great scoreboards. Sometimes they even bring out a big, giant screen. And after the game, you know, bring out your blankets, have some snacks. I think concessions is usually opened. And the kids, they love it. They can run around on the grass. It's really soft out there. And watch a movie. To the left side, going opposite, off the end of the bat, Tanner Allen will pick up the base hit. So after battling in his first three at-bats, Tanner Allen picks up the base hit here in the eighth. That's got to feel good.
Number nine, out of Wade is Santos.
Saturday night, in that first week of August, it's Dollar Night. And HCA Hospital is playing homage to our first responders that night, too. So a lot coming up. I believe that's when the Palm Beach Cardinals are the home team facing the Jupiter Hammerheads. If you're a Hammerheads fan, you are in luck. Get down here to the ballpark because guess what? The Hammerheads are here for 3.5 weeks. The Palm Beach Cardinals are on the road. They will be home for 1 6-game series. But the Hammerheads are still here. So, you know, Jupiter is here for 3.5 weeks. So if you're a family member or a friend, this is the time to come visit Jupiter and watch your son or friend or brother, you know, play here and just hang out in Jupiter for like 3 weeks, right? Almost a month. There's so much to do here at the in Jupiter in the Abacoa area. The Juno Beach Pier is close by. Santos at the plate. Here's the pitch. He swings lazily at that breaking ball at 86, then pounds the ground as he'll go down swinging. So there's two outs. Tanner Allen at first base. Strikeouts in between Tanner Allen's base hit. So with two down, we're back up to the top of the order. Yidi Cabe will step in. This is his first game in a Hammerheads uniform. He's got his first hit back in the second. First stolen base, first run scored. 1-for-4 tonight with a pop-up and two ground outs along with that single. One ball, no strikes. But this is an ideal time, isn't it, to come to Jupiter if you want to visit, whether you're a fan or a friend. Hard hit liner, left side. Lugo, the third baseman, lunges after it, stops it before it goes into the outfield, and from the ground throws to first base. It won't be in time as Cape legs out that base hit. That was a tough play for Lugo. That was a hit down the line by the third base bag, and Lugo steps away, dives into the dirt, and just stops the ball from going. That could have been trouble and definitely extra bases for Cape, and maybe even pushed over Tanner Allen to third or across the plate. So Lugo saving the day for the Mets, at least temporary. But there's two outs, runners at first and second for the second baseman, Javier Sanoa. Diaz delivers. That one misses wide. One ball and no strikes. Tanner at second, Cape at first. The pitch. That one's flying into the stands. Close to the Cassidy Cool Zone, and I see some young fans. Oh boy, they were on their way to pick up the ball, and somebody else already retrieved it so quickly. You have to strategically position yourself here at the Dean along the concourse. One ball, one strike, two outs, runners at first and second. 6-0 ball game in favor of Jupiter. At the belt for the strike. Sanoa, oh, he's bending and wishes he could do something with that pitch at 94. Diaz has thrown 55 pitches, 38 for strikes. The pitch, Little chopper going left side, could be trouble. Past the mound, picked up by the third baseman, Lugo, and he has no play at all. That looked like a hard bun off the bat of Sanoa. He threw out his bat, just barely, you know, got the tip of it, and then it died by the mound on the third base side in the grass. And Lugo made a big effort, but could not reach it. So now the bases are loaded. Tanner at third, Capay at second, and Sanoa at first with that infield base hit. We'll have a little timeout now and a talk on the mound. There is action in the bullpen for the Mets as the pitching coach. Boy, he's made a lot of trips to the mound here tonight. That's Victor Ramos giving his reliever time to warm up. So I mentioned that Jacob Berry signed the first-round draft pick, and we'll see some draft picks come through, and hopefully they'll be joining the Jupiter Hammerheads. It's always fun to see new talent coming out of high school and college join our team midway. What else is going on? Well, we talked about the Futures game. Former Hammerhead Yuri Perez pitched in the second inning, one inning of work, allowed no hits, no runs, no walks, and struck out one. Jesus Lizardo rehabbed last week in Bradenton with the Hammerheads, as did Anthony Bender. Both pitchers looking pretty good, and I think we'll check on the scores. I think Lizardo was set to pitch tonight in Double-A or Triple-A. So he's on his way back. Bases are loaded here for the Hammerheads. They haven't scored since the second inning. Two outs, Joe Mack at the plate, righty on lefty matchup. There's a base hit into right field. The Hammerheads score one as Tanner crosses the plate. Then right behind him is Capay as he loses his helmet. And as he crosses the plate, he catches his helmet behind his back. What talent by the shortstop. So after not scoring since the second, the Hammerheads, with the bases loaded, two outs, base hit off the bat of Joe Mack, and he drives in two, and the Hammerheads take an 8-0 advantage here in the bottom of the eighth. Boy, Yiddy looks great as the leadoff hitter for the Hammerheads tonight, getting on base twice, scoring two runs, picking up a stolen base. His speed is definitely needed here with the Hammerheads. Well, we'll take a little time out with the Hammerheads up 8-0 here in the eighth as Robbie Robinson relieves Joel Diaz, and we'll bring in a new reliever. We'll let you know who it is right after this timeout.
Growing like a breeze, country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads.
Fielder number 33, Brady Allen.
Grady Allen steps in with a new reliever on the hill for the Mets. It is Miguel Alfonseca. He's a righty. High leg kick going inside for the strike right at the belt against Brady Allen. Brady is 1-for-4 today. Single, drove in a run, and scored a run in the first. Challenge there by Brady. It's upheld, though, so it is a strike. Brady struck out twice in a row looking in the fourth and seventh, hit into a fielder's choice in the second. That's how he's 1-for-4 today. There's runners at the corners at first and third, two outs. Zubia is on deck. Alfonseca, 6'205". Looks a little taller than that. He's got a lot, you know, a high leg kick that makes him look like he stands up taller. He's from the Dominican Republic. Played for the Complex League Mets last season and was signed by the Mets as a non-drafted free agent, an international free agent in 2019. Crowd behind Brady right here. Strike delivered as Allen lays off of it. Two balls and two strikes. That came in at 95. Alfonseca is 1-0 on the season, 7.41 ERA. He's appeared in 11 games. Has no saves in one opportunity. Has pitched 17 innings. And has struck out 22 and 17. But opponents have batted 315 against him this season. He's given up 14 earned runs, a couple of homers, and walked 11 in those 17 innings. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and I think that hits. Maybe it doesn't, but it gets by the catcher, and that will allow Sanoa to score, and the lead to increase to 9 for the Hammerheads. That ball was coming inside on Brady Allen. It almost looked like it nipped him, but I guess he didn't as he got out of the way just in time. It got by Smith, the catcher, and with Sanoa at third base. And with his speed, he easily scored. So now three runs have crossed the plate here in the eighth. Joe Mack is now at second base. Payoff pitch to Allen. Strike framed so nicely. It was a contested call, though, a challenge, because that was called the ball. It is a strike. The ABS says it is a strike after poor Brady. I mean, he just took off all his equipment, headed to first base, and the challenge was called by the Mets. And the ABS said, yes, it did look like a strike down here. It was so close. But Brady Allen was closer than me, though. But Allen then will go down looking as the pitch was reversed by the ABS. That's the third out, maybe one stranded, but the Hammerheads are up 9-0 as we head to that ninth inning here at the D. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network.
With 7 locations in our area, including 5 locations right here in Jupiter and Palm Beach Gardens. Visit our friends at the Unlimited Auto Wash for 100% professional hand car wash services, along with quality vehicle detailing.
Spectrum Voice is different than every other provider in the market today. If you look at the competitors' websites, they have multiple packages out there. At Spectrum Voice, we're the antithesis of that. One flat rate, unlimited, no additional charge. We take that premise of unlimited and we carry it all the way throughout the rest of the company.
You get installed, everyone's there to provide you that white glove support throughout your life as a customer with us. We look forward to speaking with you soon to get you started.
sitting off the top half of the ninth inning for the Mets. The Mets remainder hitter number 18, Junior Tillian.
Top of the ninth inning, 9-0 ball game in favor of the Jupiter Hammerheads. Junior Tillian, ground ball left side, scooped up by Santiago at third base, throws in time, and Tillian is retired as he grounds out the third. One down, that'll bring up Lugo the Riddle.
Number 12,
two, three, and four is who Justin Fall is facing. He has been working. Now let's see what inning it Fall is in. His 1, 2, 3, 4th inning of work. And I saw him between innings before he started warming up that the umpire was checking Fall out for any controlled substance, looking at his belt, his cap, everything else. He's already been pitching the whole time. I thought that's when they came off the mound. I wonder if Robbie Robinson, the manager of the Mets, asked for a recheck of Fall before he went out to the mound. One ball, one strike to Lugo. Let's see if it'll work. I don't think Fall's going to throw for any, you know, Fall for any mind games here. Another ground ball to Santiago. Long throw to first base. Santiago kind of bobbled that for a second, too. He had to catch it on probably the third hop. It was hit hard and could have easily went into left field for a base hit. Instead, Lugo is retired as he grounds out to third. Couple of pitches, two outs. JT Riddle will step in. He's still looking for his first hit. This is his second game with the St. Lucie Mets on a rehab assignment. He is now 0-6. His first game, he struck out all three times he came to the plate. Tonight, he has only struck out once.
Challenge call is overturned. Call is a strike.
The challenge call is overturned there. It goes as a strike. 0-1 the count to Riddle. Swing and a miss. There's a no-doubter there that that's a strike. 0-2. The Mets are down to their last strike here. As Justin Fall needs to readjust. He's taken off his sleeve, tucking in his jersey, and now he's ready to throw that last strike. It's been quite a ball game back after the All-Star game. There's the pitch and a swing and a miss at 84. That'll sit down JT, and the Hammerheads win 9-0 today in game one of the short weekend series. So the Hammerheads win, the Hammerheads win. I'll take a short break and get back with you on our post-game wrap-up show after this. But once again, the Hammerheads win a 9-0 here at the Dean. You're listening to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Stick with us for our post-game wrap-up show.
The Hammerheads' next home game will be tomorrow night. A 6 o'clock start, they will host the St. Lucie Mets. I'm Jay Zeger. We thank you all for coming out to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, and we invite you back for a future game, and we wish you a safe drive home.
Welcome back to the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network. Lisa Pride, ready to wrap it up with you. Game one here as the Hammerheads came back from the All-Star break and took advantage of the Mets here. A 9-0 win for the Hammerheads. St. Lucie had 4 hits, 2 errors, and scored no runs, while Jupiter, 8 hits, 1 error, and scored 9 runs. Scored 4 of those 9 in the first inning, tacked on 2 more in the second, and then did not score any runs till the bottom of the ninth, and the bottom of, I mean, eighth inning, rather. And that's when Jupiter scored 3 more runs to make it a 9-0 ball game. Walters picks up his first win of the season. Montgomery, who is here on a rehab assignment, gets the loss, and the save goes to Fall, his first of the season. Taking a look at the pitchers, with Walters picking up the win, he went 5 innings, allowed 2 hits, no runs, only walked 1 in 5, and struck out 5. His ERA is now 2.87. Fall picking up his first save, worked 4 innings, allowed only 2 hits, just like Walters, no runs, did not walk any batters, and struck out 5. So Walters and Fall, pretty much the same stats here. And Fall's ERA is now 4.00. The losing pitcher, as we mentioned, is Montgomery. He went 1 1/3 inning in his rehab work. He faced all 9 hitters in the lineup for the Hammerheads, 8 in the first, and then that 1/3 in the bottom of the second inning. Allowed 2 hits, 4 runs, only 2 were earned, walked a couple, struck out 1. The damage was really done that inning, but only 2 runs were earned. Diaz came in later, and he pitched the most innings for the Mets here as a reliever. Went 3 2/3 innings, allowed 4 hits, 3 runs. Those were all earned. Did not walk a batter, struck out 5. His ERA is 7.77. When we take a look, I'm just getting warmed up here too. For the Hammerheads, offensively, Cape was 2 for 5, scored 2 runs. Sanoa, he had a pair of hits and scored 3 runs and drove in 1. Mack with the 2 RBIs and the 1 hit. Allen contributed with a hit and an RBI, scored a run. Santiago, he had a hit, drove in a run. And Allen, also with 1 hit and scored a run. So a lot of offensive contribution for the Hammerheads here today. Our player of the game will go to Walters, picking up his first win here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. 5 innings of work, as I mentioned, struck out 5. And shut out the St. Lucie Mets. The St. Lucie Mets, who won the first half and will be in the playoffs, and the St. Lucie Mets, who have 51 wins on the season and overall have the best record in the East Division here in the Florida State League. So the Hammerheads are making a run to win the second half. The Cardinals, we'll take a look at the scores now tonight, are in first place, but only by a game, and that was the Mets that were a game back from the Cardinals. Jupiter 2 games back from the Cardinals, so they'll creep their way up. Let's see what the Palm Beach Cardinals did tonight. They actually are winning right now in the 7th, 9-4, so they're trying to fight off the Hammerheads. In Dunedin, it's the top of the 6th, and Fort Myers is leading 2-0. Bradenton is up 3-1 in Clearwater. They're in the bottom of the 3rd. I did mention that Luzardo was probably pitching tonight, as he did have a rehab assignment with the Hammerheads on the road, where he threw 40 pitches on the 16th, 30 for strikes, 3 innings of work, allowed a run, 2 hits, and struck out 3. We've got quite a few guys that are either rehabbing with the Hammerheads or are here at the, you know, Jupiter Complex and going through workouts too. So a lot of Marlins here, and hopefully they're going to get healthy very quickly. Let's see how quick I can find out about the... I'm not doing this very quickly, am I? I should have looked for it in the break. Here we go. Jacksonville is up 9-0. And Luzardo did pitch 4 innings tonight in a rehab assignment with the AAA Jacksonville team. 4 innings, allowed no hits or runs or walks, and struck out 3. So he is on his way back to Miami very soon. Bender, I think he's going to possibly have another rehab assignment as he pitched last week with the Hammerhead. So he might be back here or with another level here in the Marlins organization. You never know if we're going to see Jazz or not. John Birdie is rehabbing here in Jupiter too with a groin strain. Jazz, he's fighting off that lower back strain. Was with all the All-Star festivities, but wasn't able to play in the game as he was an All-Star being represented for the Marlins. But what a way to start, this 3-game set with the St. Lucie Mets as the Hammerheads just came out of the gate right away and attacked Montgomery. Capé popped out, but then Sanoa was very patient and walked. Joe Mack walked in the first, and then Brady Allen with a base hit drove in a run. Zach Zubia, fielder's choice, allowed him to get to first, then an error to second. A run was scored. Santiago doubled in another run, and Caballero with a sacrifice fly drove in the 4th run that inning. Then into the 2nd inning, with 1 out, back up to the top of the order, Capé got in on the action with his first base hit here with the Hammerhead. Single to left, stole the base. Sanoa came to the plate, singled him in. And then later, on a fielder's choice and an error, Sanoa scored. So that made it 6-0. Hammerheads had the advantage. Everybody was shut out until the 8th inning after that on both sides. Caballero came in the 8th, struck out. Tanner Allen, base hit after hitting 3 ground outs in a row. So had a base hit to left. Santos struck out, back up to the top of the order. Capé got his 2nd hit of the night to left. Sanoa, an infield base hit. And Joe Mack came up to the plate and doubled in 2 runs. There was a wild pitch, and Sanoa was able to score. So 3 runs scored in the 8th, and the Hammerheads had the 9-0 advantage going into the 9th inning. And the Hammerheads were able to pull it out. So with 8 hits, 9 runs, Jupiter wins as St. Lucie, 4 hits, no runs. We are going to have a great weekend here at the Dean. Join us tomorrow. It's a 6 o'clock start as we have our game start at 6 o'clock on Saturdays. And then on Sunday, I'm here all weekend too, and we'll have some interns in helping me out and also work on the computer to get our commercials up and my scorebook that disappeared. I will have that ready too. So for the next couple of games, I will be here this weekend with the Mets and the Hammerheads. 6 o'clock start tomorrow, and on Sunday it's a noon start. So join us here on the Jupiter Hammerheads Radio Network all weekend. Thank you so much for listening in here tonight as the Hammerheads win game 1 of this 3-game set, 9-0. Have a great night, everyone, and I will see you tomorrow, same time. No, different time, 6 o'clock, same place. Have a great night, everyone.